already in the U.S. illegally.
There's a consensus that we need to definitely do something about them. You know, their stories are very compelling.
Idaho's Raul Labrador speaking about those brought to the U.S. as children, but Iowa's Steve King counters.
Once you start down that line, you're destroying the rule of law.
Democrats warn without a path to citizenship, any approach is doomed. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
The Farm Bill is back. And the White House is threatening a veto.
Last month, the farm bill imploded spectacularly on the House floor as Republicans and Democrats alike balked at the old measure. Conservatives didn't think it cut enough, and Democrats thought it cut too much. So the solution for Republicans is to leave food stamps off the table for now and just entertain the agriculture part. The new bill also eliminates old farm laws dating back to the 1930s and 40s. That courts votes on the GOP side and means Republicans are planning to go it alone on the package. Democrats contend Republicans are breaking their own internal rule by rushing the reworked bill to the floor so quickly. House Republicans require that measures lay over for parts of 3 days before lawmakers can take a vote. At the Capitol, Chad Pergram, Fox News Radio.
The Arizona wildfire that killed that elite crew of 19 firefighters is now fully contained after burning down more than 100 homes around Yarnell.
Devastating. Really devastating.
And the fire came so fast that man didn't have a chance to get anything out of his home, and it's estimated about a third of the victims did not have home insurance. Prosecutors in Pennsylvania say a homeless veteran who was attacked near a train station in Doylestown earlier this month has died, so they plan to upgrade the charges against the 21-year-old who was out celebrating his birthday the night of the attack. They say he stabbed the man 70 times with a pocket knife. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Cruise Holidays has put together a fabulous January cruise, and we're extending an invite to you to get in on a great group deal. Here's Hank and Dick with details.
Dick, you have put together a fabulous package with fabulous ports of call, but those great prices you put together on this are special.
This is truly a good value, Hank.
We know we're going to have to fly in on this trip, Dick, and I know you'll take care of all that, and I love it.
That's right, Hank. We'll work with the airlines, we'll get the air booked for those that want us to, and we'll take care of all the details.
You're going to make sure we get a good price, right?
We're shopping the airfare daily, Hank, and we're going to get you the best possible fare that's available.
You've told me how exciting it's going to be and what a great package it is.
And we're with a great cruise line on a great ship and with an opportunity to have a really good time in a wonderful environment.
For a fabulous cruise, call Cruise Holidays of Topeka at 785-271-9889.
When summer hits the fan at ES Lighting in Lawrence, you can cool off with hot savings on all in-stock ceiling fans. 10, 20, 30, even 60% off through July only. Your savings increase every week, but you better hurry for best selection. During the last week, buy one at regular price and get a second of equal or lesser value at 60% off. See store for details. ES Lighting has everything you need, including expert advice. 724 Connecticut in Lawrence. Online at eslightingshop.com. Lighting the way since 1964.
When it comes to locally owned, full-service appliance store, Stoneback Appliance has made a difference in Lawrence for the past 55 years, one customer at a time.
After my refrigerator stopped working, I stopped by Stoneback Appliance. They knew exactly what Whirlpool model I needed and had it delivered and installed the same day. Once again, Stoneback to the rescue.
See why people come back to Stoneback. Stoneback Appliance, your Whirlpool headquarters, 925 Iowa in Lawrence.
Visiting Nurses offers support and care when it's needed most. For over 40 years, Visiting Nurses has become a part of people's lives by providing nursing, rehab, private duty, or hospice care to families in Douglas County and surrounding areas. The families Visiting Nurses work with can take comfort in knowing their loved ones are receiving the highest level of care, leaving them free to enjoy the memories they are making.
Visiting Nurses in Lawrence, call 843-3738. In Topeka, call 234-2700.
Play ball! Baseball is back. See all the big games at Lawrence's premier sports bar, Wayne and Larry's in the Hillcrest Shopping Center. Come in every weekday for the $5.99 lunch special featuring your choice of 10 specialty lunch entrees and a soft drink for only $5.99. Daily happy hour drink specials from 4 to 6 and 10 to close. Wayne and Larry's is your home to cheer on your team to the pennant. 9th and Iowa in the Hillcrest Shopping Center. WayneandLarry's.com.
This crowd is wild.
Weather you can depend on with meteorologist John Weatherby, 1320 KLWN.
Another great day, mostly sunny, east wind 5 to 15, high of 88, mostly clear 66 tonight, sunny 91 tomorrow, Saturday sunny 92, Sunday sunshine, high of 92, Monday sunny 93, Tuesday mostly sunny, breezy, high of 95. From the 1320 KLWN Weather Center, I'm meteorologist John Weatherby.
Sunshine and 76 currently on this Thursday morning, July 11th, 2013. It's 9:08 at 1320 KLWN Radio. You can depend on Lawrence Business Magazine. Now begins. Here's your host, Ann Frame Herzog.
Thank you, and good morning, and welcome to the Lawrence Business Magazine. I'm here this morning with Doug Compton from First Management and Mr. Robert Green from First Management, and we're going to talk to them about a lot of things because they've been very busy the last few years. So welcome to the show, and good morning, gentlemen.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So you guys are in, we also, the News Business Magazine is now out on the newsstands, and we talk about, it's our real estate edition. And in it, we talk about both residential and kind of how Lawrence is developing and growing and how things are happening. And in downtown, you are having a special event tomorrow, which we're going to get into to detail about. But I want to talk a little bit about you, Doug, kind of yourself, kind of your personal history with Lawrence and how you kind of grew and have now started First Management. And then, Doug, then you, Robert, how you kind of even became part of First Management. But let's talk about your personal history because I think it's pretty interesting.
Well, I was blessed to have the opportunity to come to University of Kansas and graduated in the 80s. And I decided that there was not a better place to live and to raise a family than in Lawrence, Kansas. And so I chose after graduation to stay here. And I started my career in the bar and restaurant business in the 80s. And
I think you owned a couple of those bars when I was in college in the early 80s.
I think I had four or five of them. It was a great business to be in. And it was a great time and a great beginning in my career in Lawrence, Kansas. And, you know, but once I got married in 1988 and started a family, that was a tough business to be in. And, and I switched to the real estate business in 88 or 89, and that became my primary focus. And we've been doing it for the last 24, 25 years.
Wow. So you've been doing this for 25 years. And so I want to talk about how the real estate has changed over the years, too. But let's talk, Robert, so how did you get to Lawrence and end up at First Management here?
I grew up in western Kansas in a small town. And
where did you grow up?
Oberlin, Kansas.
Oh, okay, my grandma's from there.
I think they got about 200 people.
I know, it's very small.
Then went to school at Hayes, and at the time, my fiance at the time was going to school here in Lawrence. And after I finished up school, I went to work for Sprint over in Kansas City, and kind of landed here because she was going to school here. I think it was like 2002, the opportunity arose to where I could go to work for Doug or First Management, and I didn't have to do that.
We were desperate at the time.
didn't have to commute, so.
That was before you had a screening process.
Well, I tell everybody he's the first guy we ever hired that interviewed with a clip-on tie and a short-sleeve dress shirt.
Oh, boy. Cat's out of the bag.
Well, things change, but now you don't even wear a tie, so.
No.
Now, when you guys, so First Management, though, when you started First Management, did you have a vision that you would be, this would be what you're doing when you started in real estate? How did you start there, and how did the company change over the years?
Well, I was always intrigued by real estate, and you know, obviously things have changed from the mid-80s when I started buying houses up around campus. You know, they were $30,000, $40,000, and today they can be $300,000. Matter of fact, I've seen some of the ones that I used to own that were $30,000, $40,000 that are, you know, in that $300,000 range. So I should have kept all those. So I was always intrigued by it, and I love being a landlord, and I started getting in the property management business and actually worked for some other landlords here in town.
Okay.
Actually, Monty Milstead was one of my first clients. We managed an apartment complex for him, and it was a mid-sized complex, and kind of got our feet wet in that, and then it kind of took off from there. And and by 1991, we were in the construction business as well and building some of our own multifamily. I started primarily in the student housing. That was kind of my niche in the market. We we started to go to universities. I went to Lincoln, Nebraska, and Kansas State University, and Columbia, Missouri, and we've been to Benedictine. We've been to Washburn University. We've been as far as Las Cruces, New Mexico, New Mexico State University. So that was kind of our focus through the 90s and even probably the first part of 2000 mm-hmm. was to go to university towns and build student housing, and everything we built, we owned and managed. And
okay.
We were fortunate it was a very successful niche in the market.
Well, that's also incredible, too. I mean, because you just started buying houses, and then you're just kind of like, okay, we need more. The houses are not for taking care of the student need, basically. Is that why it kind of started growing and creating complexes then, right?
Yes, and whether some people like to hear it or not, you know, up in the Oreade neighborhood, but some of the houses we had bought had basically just fallen into complete neglect from prior.
I lived in a few of those.
Yeah, and so, like, when you look where Stadium View is right now, or Carson Place, or some of the properties we own at Brown Campus, you know, those were basically houses that were, you know, uninhabitable anymore, and unfortunately, they hadn't been taken care of 20, 30, 40 years prior mm-hmm. to us buying them, and when we demolished them, we built, you know, nice little student housing units back there. Some of them were 9 units, 24 units, 36 units. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of how we started on the smaller scale.
Right.
And then they got a little bit larger scales. We, you know, High Point at 6th in Iowa was 168 units.
Was that the first really big group thing you bought? Because that seems like a really, was that one of your first
yeah,
larger
Lawrence,
ones?
Yeah, in Lawrence, Kansas it was. It probably was our first bigger one. Then we went and did Chase Court over 19th and Stewart Avenue. We acquired a bunch. That was called the Greek Ghetto back when you and I were in college. We ended up taking down 5 or 6 fraternity houses and built about the same size of complex there. And then we started doing, you know, Parkway Commons on Clinton Parkway and, you know, Canyon Court. We just started mm-hmm. doing, you know, multiple larger complexes
right.
around town, really before anybody else started doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously a very competitive market today.
Right.
And when it started getting more competitive, we actually then started going, you know, outside of Douglas County and doing the same things in markets that wasn't as competitive, mm-hmm. like Manhattan, Kansas, and Columbia, Missouri, and places like that.
Well, one of the things, and Robert, too, is like, you just said, so going from housing, though, so when did you transition? Because your business then became twofold. You went from just a management company to a construction company. So you have two different, you know, huge, they seem like very different companies to run and manage. You're dealing with different kinds of personnel and things like that. So when your construction company started growing, and then how did that transition from student housing into building some of these other things like the Theater Lawrence, which is beautiful, by the way. I was out there. It was just, you guys did a fabulous job. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I don't mean to jump all around, but there, Mary's vision on the community theater building and what she's done is just, and for us to be a part of that is just unbelievable.
It's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, it is. It's a real cool thing. And Lawrence, Kansas is blessed to have that facility and what they do out there. You know, the change probably happened more about the time Robert came to work for us 11 years ago. I think we didn't do a lot of commercial stuff mm-hmm. prior to then. Once Robert came on, you know, it used to be about 80% of everything we built, we owned, and maybe 20% of the stuff was work that we did for friends or other relationships that said, hey, will you come do this for me?
Mm-hmm.
We continue that when Robert came to work 11 years ago, but then we started doing a lot more commercial projects.
Mm-hmm.
We started doing a lot of car dealerships. We did, you know, when Del Willey did his expansion, we did
okay.
his. We did Elena Honda. We just did Miles Schneider's Volkswagen dealership. We're just completing the new Kia dealership out on Clinton Parkway.
Okay.
We then started doing banks. We did all of People's Bank's locations, both in Lawrence.
Fire stations.
Yep. We as Robert said, we did the City of Lawrence's new fire station at 19th and Iowa.
Right, yes.
So it really dramatically started changing more. We started doing medical buildings. We did them in Philadelphia, Texas, New Mexico.
Now, is that, I would think that medical building, I mean, when you're talking about, you know, I can see how, you know, an apartment buildings and things translate, but when you start getting into medical buildings and fire stations and things that have real specialty needs, do you guys have, are you, I mean, you obviously you're working with architects and people with builders, but do you have to bring in people that have specialists in those areas? Is that something that, how's that change how you do things, or is construction just construction?
I would say, you know, construction is pretty much construction. I mean, after we're done, you know, there's other subcontractors that go in there and do, you know, like the medical
gas and stuff
like that. But usually we've turned the building over to the owner by then, and then,
it's completely different subcontractors that work for us that do medical stuff versus, you know, student housing projects.
Right. Okay.
And so it's more of our ability to select the right subcontractors that have the expertise and knowledge to provide the services we need based on the product that we're delivering for our clients.
Right.
But, you know, I've been blessed with the staff that I have. Robert has really good construction people in his division that are everything from estimators to on-site superintendents to even his clerks that prepare all his contracts and go through the bid process. And it's really been great for me as an owner to see that evolve over the last, you know, 10, 12 years into what it is today, to be able to do things like, you know, a new $17 million Marriott that we're going to, you know, break ground on tomorrow, or the 901 building across the street that was one of the first seven-story buildings in downtown. And so, you know, to see us do those kinds of projects now is exciting. Even though in Philadelphia last year we did a very large medical project, and we did a huge parking garage attached to it on campus that we still own today and manage. But we've just been very lucky and blessed to be a part of those kinds of opportunities.
And then I want to talk to, when we're going to take a break, because when we come back, I want to talk about, because I know you've done building all over, like you said, but I want to talk about specifically some of these things in Lawrence, and we'll talk about this new hotel when we come back.
1320 KLWN, radio you can depend on.
This is Jay Taylor from Albemarle Country Club saying thank you to all who voted Albemarle the best of Lawrence. Albemarle offers many types of memberships, giving you and your family the best golf, swim, dining, and social activities in town, all in one affordable membership. Call me today at 842-7767. That's 842-7767 to schedule your personal tour and come see why Albemarle was voted the best. Thank you, Lawrence, and we'll see you soon out at Albemarle.
Jennings Floor Trader Annual Summer Liquidation Sale.
Floor Trader, the money saver.
We're making room for new styles by liquidating what's in stock right now. In-stock carpet, ceramic, wood laminate, and vinyl flooring starting at just 69 cents a square foot. One room or a whole house full, save up to 70%. The annual summer liquidation sale at Jennings Floor Trader. Now we're priced even lower than us. Floor Trader, Lawrence.com.
Floor Trader, the money saver.
3000 Iowa and Lawrence, don't wait.
It's been a year since the air conditioner in your home has been run. And just as a friendly reminder, it's time to replace those old filters in your air conditioner with new foam quick cut filters from Flanders. These filters are washable for multiple uses and allow the user to trim the filter to fit perfectly into their air conditioner. Visit your nearest Hardware Hank and pick up Flanders quick cut filters today.
You've got a lot more going for you with Hank Hardware.
When it comes to surgery, what we all need most is expertise. At Lawrence Memorial Hospital, our board-certified surgeons bring expertise to every procedure, from traditional to laparoscopic to robotic and laser-assisted surgeries. LMH is recognized by the Joint Commission as a top performer in surgical care and the only Truven Health 100 top hospital in Kansas and Missouri. Choose a surgeon who chooses LMH. Find one at lmh.org.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Head into the Home Depot for big savings on simple updates, like this small project. Add a cool breeze to the bedroom with a Hampton Bay Campbell ceiling fan and your choice of three finishes at a special buy of just $88.88. With free remote and light bulbs, you can get a leg up on the summer heat and keep more cash in your pocket. one of many ways to make a big difference for less during the Small Projects Big Values event going on now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
1320 KLWN, radio you can depend on.
At 9:23 on this Thursday morning, July 11, 2013, the Lawrence Business Magazine now continues. Once again, your host, Ann Frame Herzog.
Thank you. I'm here with Doug Compton and Robert Green, First Management. We've been talking about all of the different projects they have going on, but they have one project in particular that's that they're breaking ground on tomorrow. Let's talk about this exciting new project you have going on down on 9th in New Hampshire.
Well, it's phase two of our development process at 9th in New Hampshire.
And that's like your corner there, right?
Well, yeah, I guess so. We've made a commitment. We acquired all three corners, and the 901 building is done and complete. That's our seven-story building. That's a mixed-use building that has the Summit and Next Level first and only downtown healthcare or a fitness facility in downtown Lawrence.
It's a nice Summit. It's really cool.
It's beautiful, and the guys that run it do a fantastic job. And then to have our corporate offices on the second floor, and then five floors of apartments above it with a waiting list. It makes you have a smile on your face every day. And then we teamed up with Trainer Architects to do the hotel across the street, and then we brought in a partner, Capital Management, which is, believe it or not, a guy that I went to college with. I hate to say it, but almost 30 years ago, a guy named Chuck Mackey, who has a relationship with Marriott and owns several hotels around the country. And so we were very fortunate to get that brand. And so it's going to be a Marriott extended stay.
It's Town Place Suites.
Place Suites.
And,
you know, it's as you said, the groundbreaking's tomorrow. It's been a two-year process.
It's been quite a process.
It has been quite a process. We had a vision of a little bit larger building. I think we came in with a seven-story plan that we felt like was appropriate based on the seven-story building across the street. And working with city leaders and city staff and the neighborhood, it shrunk to a four-story building with a pop-up on the corner. Which allows for three condominium units, which makes a partial fifth floor. There's 91 rooms in the hotel. There'll be two levels of underground parking for the building. We'll have about 7,000 square foot of spec commercial space right on the corner. It's going to take us about 14 months to build.
So if you break ground today, so you're expecting to have this, so the fall of 2015 is the plan? Is that the, right, Robert? That's what you have it done?
Yeah.
It better be now. He's going back to wearing a clip-on tie.
That's a pretty aggressive schedule, though, isn't it, for a building this size?
Well, you know, Robert and his staff did the 901 building in right at about 12 months, wasn't it?
Well, that's a couple stories more, so this should be a piece of cake, right?
Well, we didn't have this massive, 100-car underground parking garage. That adds 3 or 4 months to the construction schedule. And that's if Mother Nature is cooperating with us.
Part of the plan adjustment, too, was creating some of the space underground so that the building could not be as tall. Was that part of the... But as the development process, was that one of the things?
Well, it's one of the things that I've been very sensitive over the years. That, you know, downtown's always had an issue with parking downtown. You know, whether there's enough or not enough. You know, the debate goes back and forth. And you know, the new parking garage that the 901 was attached to, you know, at the time it was built, was underutilized. And so it actually helped spur the development of us doing the 901 building. It's actually added, you know, some traffic in that parking garage. But we had a concern with building the hotel about, you know, is there now going to be enough?
More, yeah.
And so that was one of the reasons we decided to go down and two levels and put 100 spaces underground is to, you know, maintain, you know, the ability for adequate parking for.
That's great, yeah. Because, I mean, then also when you're having a hotel, people do expect to be able to park when you're going to a hotel.
It gives them a secured area to park.
So. Yeah, it's temperature controlled, so in the wintertime it'll be nice. You know, not to be outside or have to park across the street and then run across the street. And so we think it'll be a big advantage and benefit.
Now, the retail space, do you have plans for that, or is that kind of just general? You know, it's going to be 7,000 square feet of retail space, or has that been decided what's going to happen there yet, or is that something still in the process?
Well, I think my trainer's vision and my vision would be, to get a community neighborhood market. That's always been our vision on that corner.
That'd be great. That'd be great for downtown to have that. I know they've talked about that a long time.
And we're actually in conversation with a couple different groups about that. But we've also had, you know, a couple restaurant groups meet with us also. I feel very confident based on how successful we've been in the 901 building. And you know, to have Milton's restaurant in the corner of that building and to see it every morning when I pull into my office, the patio is just full and inside's full. And to see the health club go from, you know, literally no members when they opened to 600 members within a year, I think
that's great. I didn't realize they'd grown that much. Yeah, that's wonderful.
That tells you the success of it. And to see our apartments, you know, to have a waiting. I mean, I saw 14 people on a waiting list the other day, you know. So that tells you something about how people are now excited about being down there.
That's great. Yeah, and so having the opportunities down there just keep growing. I love downtown. I mean, when I've lived, as people that listen to the show, at different places around the country. I was born in Lawrence, but I grew up in western Kansas out there. And but Lawrence has always had, and that downtown is such a wonderful place. We want to preserve the charm of it, but not become static, because as I feel, if you can become static, then you start to shrink, and it's not a good, wouldn't be good for our town. So the fact that we're bringing in some new businesses and new growth, I think, is really exciting. But to do that, you need to have, you know, build these things. Let's talk about, because this building's going up, and the groundbreaking is tomorrow, which is really exciting to get this thing finally underway. I'm sure that there's a big relief on everybody's side, like, okay, we're really, after planning and planning, it's going. But let's talk about the planning. You're like, oh, no, my job is just getting started. So if you just talk about the planning, because there's so much that goes into this whole development and with your team. Let's talk about them and kind of the how First Management works with all these people and how they've developed and how where they've come from over the years.
Well, before we get into that, I just have to set the record straight on one thing. I heard Hank Booth earlier today talk about this beautiful roundabout that we were going to have in that intersection. So before I have protesters outside my office and I get lynched at the groundbreaking tomorrow, I want to set the record clear that we are not doing a roundabout in that intersection. I asked for one, but we didn't get it.
No roundabout.
But I am blessed with, I think what makes a successful company is how, you know, if you want to be successful, surround yourself with successful people. And I definitely have that in my staff. I have a CFO, Shannon Abrahamson, who's phenomenal. Cheryl Kronowski runs my property management company, and she has an unbelievable staff that works for her. You know, Robert Green sitting here, he's completely revamped my construction division over the last 11 years and brought some of the best superintendents and estimators. Ron Drusso is our in-house architect. Ron's been an architect for, he's going to get mad at me for saying this, but
a few years.
You know, easy.
40 years, but... But so we've been blessed. But then it's important to always have somebody on your team that because we're only as good usually as the plan that's created for us. And so we've been fortunate over the years to do work with Paul Werner, Sabatini Architects, Gould Evans, and Mike Trainer. It just so happens that we are currently or are doing projects with all those architects, but. Right now, the hotel and the 901 building has been with Trainer Architects, and he has an incredible staff too. You know, and speaking of that, you know, his new office downtown. You know, Mike and I bought that building 10 years ago. It was a vacant building. It used to be, I think it was a Wild Oats,
right? Yeah.
Mike and I had a vision for it. We didn't know we were going to buy it and sit on it for 10 years. Mm-hmm. But now when you look and see what we've done to that mm-hmm. building and for Trainer to move his corporate offices down there. I mean, he has architectural offices in Kansas City, St. Louis, Topeka, mm-hmm. Dallas, Denver, Colorado. And to move 60, 70 of his employees down there in an empty building and 60 or 70 new people downtown every day eating and shopping. And, mm-hmm. you know, so that's an exciting new business in downtown Lawrence. But the plan that they create and give to us helps make us, you know, as successful as the project itself is. And if you got a good plan and a good team, it can turn out as good as the 901 building did. And mm-hmm. I'm sure that the hotel building will be every bit as beautiful and nice as it.
Well, the renderings I've seen of it are quite beautiful. So you have a challenge there, because if you're going to make it as pretty as those renderings, you've got a lot of work to do.
Well, and you know, not only did Trainer do a good job on that and a lot of input with our Marriott partners, but we had a city staff and city commission. You know, Bob Shum was very instrumental in working with us through the process, as well as all the other commissioners. I know Commissioner Cromwell's not on the commission anymore, but he played a part in that as mm-hmm. well. And so it really took everybody's input, mm-hmm. city commissioners, the mayor, city staff, Trainer Architects, Robert Green's staff, a lot. But
can I ask, so when you're creating these buildings, and this might be more of a mic thing, but when you're building this and you're putting a building down in Lawrence, which is your hometown, how important is it to you to make it feel like it's part of that downtown, you know, have that kind of Lawrence feel to it? I mean,
well, I think that's very important, mm-hmm. but I also think, you know, sometimes as a developer and a builder, it's almost like being an artist and you buy a piece of land, it's like getting a blank canvas. Mm-hmm. And the painter gets done with the canvas, and that's, you know, what he's created is his, you know, piece of art. And mm-hmm. that's always been my vision. You know, we're not a typical developer or builder that we build something and then how fast can we flip it and make money? I mean, mm-hmm. I think 95% of everything we've done in Lawrence, I still own. And so we put a lot of care and personal, you know, sweat and because we're in for it for the long haul, mm-hmm. and I want those three corners to be something that my kids and my grandkids and Robert's grandkids and, you know, all of us mm-hmm. are proud of. But at the same time, we don't try to copy other buildings downtown. Mm-hmm. I mean, we kind of want to have our own, mm-hmm. you know, to some degree character, you know, and I promise you, when the First National Bank building was mm-hmm. built 30 years ago, mm-hmm. I bet a lot of people probably said, oh, my God, that building is ugly. Mm-hmm. You know, and now when we were building the 901 building in the hotel, we had a lot of people say, well, look at that building, yeah. you know.
And that's one thing about Lawrence, downtown Lawrence. There's a lot of different buildings there with a lot of different character. But I was noticing, like, on this, when it looks like there's a lot of red brick and stuff, some brick facade kind of feeling. Is that on the renderings? Is that a brick outside? Because it seems like that's kind of a Lawrence.
What are all the materials we have on the outside?
There's brick, some metal panels, and okay. you know, the brick kind of gives you a new look and right. still ties into the the older buildings down there in Lawrence. So we try and put, or Trainer tries and put that in mm-hmm. in most of the downtown.
And I think the metal panels give it a little bit more of a modern
flair. Look at the same time, yeah.
We put some on the community theater building out there.
That someone, looks great.
Doesn't it look beautiful?
It looks really, it's just such a, the way it kind of glows. It's really beautiful.
You know, I don't want to jump over there, but when we're talking about what it takes to put a project together, mm-hmm. I mean, if it wasn't for Mary and all of her staff, we met every second Friday. So every two Fridays we met mm-hmm. for 14 months. And all we did was talk about paint colors, window colors, carpet, mm-hmm. landscaping. I mean, that's what makes a project turn out the way that does. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what we try to do downtown on the Marriott as well.
That's great. Well, one of the things, too, when you're building, so the downtown you have going on, and that when we're talking about, again, your team, you've got all these different people that are in different stages from submitting plans to the city and working with it. How do you get this team together? I mean, where do these people come to you and clip on ties looking for jobs? Or
that's gonna
that's gonna haunt you.
That's why I provide them uniforms now. You know, it's a tough process because you know, good people, talented people, usually aren't out looking for jobs. I mean, you got to go find them. Mm-hmm. And I've been blessed to do that. I mean, our staff is, I think, some of the best. I think that's what's helped us get to where we are today. It's just by having that good staff and good people.
Now, when you're growing, because we were also talking about the way it's changed over the years, as you've grown and you've added, do you feel like your two sides of your business, your management and your construction business, are equal in size, or is one bigger than the other, or do they kind of parallel each other?
Well, you know, that kind of depends on what time of the economy it is. I mean, you know, when we were in our heyday, we probably had 250 employees, and we were in, you know, seven or eight different, you know, states and cities doing work. When times got lean, we shrunk to, you know, 150 employees. Mm-hmm. And when I talked a few minutes ago about, you know, 80% of everything we used to do, we owned, and 20% of the stuff was third-party work. When times got lean, it flipped. You know, probably 80% of the work we were doing was third-party work, mm-hmm. and 20% was things I owned, because there wasn't a lot of banks wanting to make loans for about 3 years to
right.
things that we had done for 20 mm-hmm. years. And now it's probably back the other direction. It's probably now back to 70-30 of the things we're building. 70% of the things we're building, we're probably an owner in, and it's for our own portfolio, and probably 20 or 30% third-party work. So that fluctuates. I mean, the property management company, you know, they do – that is a tough, unique business to be in, because we have thousands of people that rent from us around the country, and so you're dealing with a lot of personalities and a mm-hmm. lot of people.
I bet.
Yeah, and so it's – I sit in those meetings every Wednesday morning with that management staff, and it's they're completely two different types of businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So –
Yeah, because one thing, you're dealing with tons of small customers, basically, right?
Yes.
And the other one, you're dealing with much more singular customers. And then you have a lot of with the construction, then you're dealing with a lot of subcontractors and things like that. So it's kind of, you're dealing with business, tons of business entities, where the other one, you're dealing with all these little tiny mm-hmm. customers. Is that?
Yeah. You know, I think what Robert's done a good job at over the last 11 years is really narrowing his scope of subcontractors down to good quality subs, that even though we bid them against each other on every job, you know, the ones we bid against each other are very qualified to do the work. And so, you know, that takes a lot of stress out of his job, of not worrying about.
Because he knows he can depend on, if they get the job, that they'll come through for you.
Yeah, I don't know if it relieves all that stress.
But then he can just come take it out on me.
Right.
I mean, one of the beautiful things about it, when most of your stuff you build, you're an owner in, you know, at the end of the day, Robert can walk down to my office, and usually between him and I, we can fix or resolve the issue, mm-hmm. you know, versus in the property management, you know, if you take the same $17 million worth of housing units as one hotel, we could be dealing with, you know, a couple thousand so-called customers mm-hmm. that you're trying to resolve or fix an issue, or versus might just be one customer, you know, on the
right.
same when it comes to a dollar amount. But like I said, I'm blessed with good people.
That's great. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about the community and and all the things that you're doing with the community, and a little bit more about the economy and how you've adapted the economy.
1320 KLWN, radio you can depend on. 1320 KLWN is taking it to the streets with Kim Murphree.
It's summertime, and that means vacation time for many people. The Lawrence Police Department has some tips that you can follow to keep your home safe while you're away.
Ask a trusted neighbor to keep an eye on your home and report to police any suspicious activity. Ask that neighbor to park one of their vehicles in your driveway and come and go from your driveway while you're away. Be sure to have your mail stopped and kept at the local post office or have someone pick up your mail regularly. If you receive newspapers or publications at your door, have those picked up as well. Set your lights on timers to go off and on, or have a trusted friend or family member turn your lights off and on. Finally, double-check all doors and windows before you leave to make sure they're locked, and be sure you check all electric equipment and the stove and make sure these are off as well. Happy vacation from Great Plains Media.
Taking it to the streets with Kim Murphy, 1320 KLWN, radio you can depend on.
Does your loved one suffer from memory loss that disrupts daily life? This may be early warning signs of Alzheimer's and dementia that needs to be addressed. Brought to you by Allie's Village Memory Care Homes, where the focus is your family. Allie'sVillageHomes.com.
Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Lawrence is having a huge summer bash, and it's going on now. For a limited time, you can save and save even bigger during the summer bash. Everything in the store on sale, up to 70% off. Summer sandals, up to 70% off. Shoes, up to 70% off. And flip-flops on sale at the best prices of the year. Come in today and save big on this year's hottest styles and hottest brands at Brown Shoe Fit Summer Bash. Up to 70% off. Everything in the store is on sale and priced for you to save big. Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Lawrence.
Lonnie Blackburn here from Academy Cars. The doctor told me to turn it down a notch so my heart doesn't explode. Now I need some way to get your attention besides screaming. That puts me in a real pickle. So here's what I've decided to do. It's my nickel pickle sale. This week you can buy a nicer, newer car at Academy and put just 5 cents down. Just a nickel and you can drive. Even if you've had some past credit problems, drive a 2010 Camry LE for the low, low payment of $197 per month. I'm in a pickle and you can drive for a nickel this week at Academy Cars. MI for the People credit approval process means if you have a job and a nickel, you could be approved and driving today. Plus, we'll pay you up to $4,500 for any old trade, rusted, busted, or just clunked out. Come see me in my pickle suit today. My name is Lonnie Blackburn, and I am a dealer for the people in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. Online, academycars.com, or call me at 785-841-0102, Academy Cars.
Requires bank approval. Stock number 5270, 2010 Toyota Camry. Nickel down, $197 per month, 1.48% APR for 72 months.
Before it gets too hot, you know Kansas hot. Get your air conditioning unit checked and ready to keep you cool all summer long. Nehawk Dunco has a spring clean and check special running right now. They'll do a complete inspection of any system, any make or model. Call Nehawk Dunco right now at 843-7137 to schedule your clean and check special before it's too late and too hot. Nehawk Dunco, 843-7137. Get it done with Dunco. Nehawk Dunco, your local York dealer.
It's summer, which means it's Douglas County Fair time. Entertain the whole family, even if you're on a tight budget. Catch free concerts Tuesday, July 30th to Saturday, August 3rd. The carnival rolls into town on Wednesday, July 31st. Wednesday night is also the free Renegade Hot Rod Garden Tractor Pull. Friday's activities include a chef's challenge at 6 p.m., followed by the Demolition Derby at 7:30. For a listing of all the fun events, go to dgcountyfair.com.
Weather you can depend on with meteorologist John Weatherby, 1320 KLWN.
Hi, good morning. Another great day. Mostly sunny. East breeze, high of 88. Mostly clear, 66 tonight. Sunny, 91 tomorrow. Saturday, sunny, high of 92. Sunday, sunshine, 92. Monday, sunny, breezy, high of 93. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high of 95. From the 1320 KLWN Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist John Weatherby.
Sunshine and 76 here in Lawrence at 1320 KLWN. It's a radio you can depend on. You're listening to the Lawrence Business Magazine. Once again, your host, Ann Frame Herzog.
Thank you. I'm here with Doug Compton and Robert Green from First Management. But I just want to let our listeners know that the Lawrence Business Magazine is published quarterly and available at our local Hy-Vees, the Merck, and other convenient merchants around town. And you can also pick up the new copy of the Lawrence Business Magazine at a couple of our new outdoor boxes down on Main Street.
That's right.
But it's also available online at lawrencebusinessmagazine.com, and you can submit questions and comments for our guests at questions@lawrencebusinessmagazine.com, and like us on Facebook, where you can find out updates and information on the radio show and magazine. We love to get your comments and questions, but in our effort to encourage an open dialogue, we ask that you put your name on it. So speaking of... before we left, you were talking about all the different things you guys do and how you've grown. And I would like to talk a little bit now about kind of the community aspect, because having been in Lawrence community and been growing and helping kind of building things from the Lawrence Theater, how do you see First Management and yourself personally in the community, and what is the responsibility of an organization or a business like yours to the community, and how do you do that?
Well, I think first of all, we as a company, we try to be responsible, mm-hmm. and we try to give back to the community all the time. I think we try to provide good jobs and good benefits, take mm-hmm. pride in the work that we do, and I think we try to take care of our employees and our customers, and you know, I think from a personal standpoint, I know that my wife and I and some of my partners have been very involved in helping certain projects in the community. Mm-hmm. You know, the community theater building, we donated that land, my partners and I did, and you know, I think that was a very, you know, sizable donation to help make that deal.
Well, it really is one of the things that really helped that, got that project going, your guys' gift, which I thought was really
yes.
a great gift to the community there. Mary was very happy.
Yes. So I think, you know, things like that, you know, I had Rick McNabb in my office a few weeks ago, who is, we're so lucky to have him work with the kids that go to the Salvation Army and the basketball programs, and mm-hmm. we've always tried to help donate to those needs. You know, we're currently helping Susan Tate at the Lawrence Arts Center with some stuff. You know, in the years past, we've helped, we've made some sizable donations and gifts to the Humane Society. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that we try to be very involved in financial contributions and community help when mm-hmm. we're asked to do it.
That's great, because I know that over, because are you involved with that, because they're building out that space there for the preschool area?
At the
Art Center?
No, I don't know if we're doing, you know.
But all you're doing over there, but you're.
No,
but
when Susan asked me for money the other day, she didn't ask us to do that.
Oh, money. Well, she's, no wonder she likes you. That's great. So one of the things when you're building these things, you're kind of, how things are in the community, and I mean, you obviously employ a lot of people, which is one of the wonderful things about having a business here, giving jobs here in Lawrence and having those taxes in Lawrence. And as you're growing too, we've been talking about the hotel that's going, but you've been talking about three corners there. You have the 901 building, you have the Marriott, the hotel going up there. Now, what's happening on that third corner?
Well, the third corner is called 100 East 9th. And I acquired, that was the former Black Hills Energy site, and also Shirley Martin Smith has her company in there, and Lawrence Bank has a downtown bank there. And I acquired that site a little over a year ago, maybe 14 months ago. And that's actually my third corner mm-hmm. vision, and it'll be the next one that comes to the front burner after tomorrow's groundbreaking. And it basically has already made it through most of the hurdles of approvals with the city and the neighbors. It'll be a 7-story building with 2 levels of parking underground. The ground floor of that building will have Lawrence Bank's new bank facility will be the anchor tenant on the ground floor. Shirley Martin Smith will have new fresh space in that building. I say fresh space because she teases me, being her landlord now, that her air conditioning is not adequate and
not so fresh.
Yeah. So we'll have a little bit of spec commercial space mm-hmm. On that ground floor. Not much, because we'll actually have since there's 6 floors of apartments above it, roughly 120 apartments. We'll actually have a clubhouse on the ground floor of that building, which we'll have activities for the people that live above. You know, it'll have a game room and a computer room and an entertainment room and stuff like that. And that'll probably be anywhere from 5,000 to 6,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. And the bank will probably be you know, around 6,000 feet. Shirley's a couple thousand feet. So, you know, we'll probably have a few thousand feet of spec space, but not much. And like I said, there's 120 apartments in that building. They're not condos. They're actually what 901 is, and they'll be upscale rental units.
And that's something we were talking about off the air. I think it's interesting when how that's really kind of changing downtown too, that people are wanting to live down there, and it isn't necessarily, you're not really talking, you're just going from student housing to more, you know, upscale young professionals. It's really kind of changed. It's not kids that are renting these places, it's professionals, and it's really kind of people that want kind of a little bit more of an urban feel, but are adults down there.
Well, it is. We really didn't know. We own several other buildings en masse, and we've converted, you know, second and the third floors to living units. And I would say most of those are probably college students or grad school students that live in those ones on Massachusetts Street. So I really didn't know who our mix of tenants would be at the 901 building. And it's really interesting. Mm-hmm. We have people that work in Topeka, KDHE, that live there, that are, you know, married couples. We have some elderly couples that have retired and sold their houses in Western Kansas and live there. We have several employees. I would like to say their names, but I don't know if they want me to, that work in downtown Lawrence now. I mean, mm-hmm. we had a manager from Teller's there and 715 and some of those places. Mm-hmm. And then we have some I know we've got two or three grad school students who live there, and then we probably have a half a dozen, 8 or 10, you know, college students live there. Mm-hmm. So it's a really interesting. I got on the elevator the other day, and on one floor it stopped, and a lady got on with a stroller with a baby and went to the next floor, and it was a retired couple that was going to the farmer's market. I mean, it's mm-hmm. it's really interesting.
It's a little bit more of a mature kind of a little bit more reserved thing than you think of student. It's not student housing, because when you have a bunch of students living in a building, it's a different tone than when you have mixed students and adults. It's, you know, have
cake parties.
No cake parties.
No, and we're pretty strict. I mean, security in that building is very strict too, which I think that's one of the services we provide.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I know that as you get downtown nightlife and stuff like that, there has been instances before, so security would be very important.
Well, you know, first of all, you can't even get through one of the exterior doors without either a passcode or a key fob, and then once you do, if you do happen to get through that door, then you've got to have the same mechanism to call for the elevator. And then if you happen to get through that and get on the elevator, you've got to have that same thing to get to the floor you want to get to. And then if you make it through those three security points, when you get off the floor you're on, you have to have that to get through the main door of that floor to get to the hallway. And then if you get past all four of those, then you still have to have a key to your front door of your apartment. Mm-hmm. So, and not only that, we have, I don't know, 16 or so cameras down there. That, mm-hmm. But we've, you know, knock on wood, we've not had one issue in the year and a half we've had residents live there.
That's great.
Yes.
That's really nice. Now, so the timeline for this new part, do you have a timeline yet, or for your third leg of your New Hampshire corner there, or is that just still in development?
No, we would like to be under construction by the end of the year.
Great.
We actually thought we would have the hotel started in January, mm-hmm. and that the we call it the North Project, which it's 100 East 9th. We thought we'd be under construction now,
okay,
June or July. That's kind of what I told, you know. I'm also very blessed with great partners and investors who not only believe in me and my company, but believe in downtown Lawrence. And I couldn't do it without them, and I couldn't do it without, you know, Interest Bank stepped to the plate on the last two projects we've done. And so it takes all of those mm-hmm. to make these successful. But what we call the North Project, the Black Hills Energy Site, I think the only reason why we're waiting till probably December or January is it's going to be such a massive construction project going down 28 feet, 30 feet, and having to shore up the alley and the Arts Center and 9th Street that to get the two levels of parking.
All in 14 months.
Right.
Yeah, so we need to really get that parking facility in and be coming up out of the ground with the hotel before we go across the street
and
do the exact same thing mm-hmm. across the street.
For stabilizing and making sure everything's going
well. And just so I don't need a bodyguard to get to work every day by the people who live in East Lawrence.
Yeah. Well, one of the things, too, is when you're, because So, but there, so that's another 2 years out. So in 2016, we're going to have this, that corner's going to be done.
Yes. I think you'll see by 2016, about $60 million in new development on those three corners of 9th and New Hampshire. And I think that they will be an exciting and a huge asset to downtown Lawrence.
That's great.
That's what we need. We need more people living, working in downtown Lawrence.
I agree. That's when they always talk about when you have a vital downtown area, the people that when you have residents there instead of just people coming in there, that's when the town really helps those areas grow. And unfortunately, we're out of time. This has been really great having you guys here. Thank you so much. It's been a great hour, and I'm very excited about your groundbreaking, and I think and all these other projects that are going on. Thanks for all your help in getting Theater Lawrence. It's just fabulous.
Well, it's really anyone that wants to come to our groundbreaking, it's 11:30 tomorrow, the corner of 9th and New Hampshire. We've got Biggs Barbecue going to cater, and then I've got the Marching Cobras coming in at noon from Kansas City, and so the entertainment will be fantastic.
Well, thank you. Thank you both. But thank you, Doug. Thank you, Robert, for being here. This has been very informative, and our listeners can get links to your site. We'll put it on our line, so if they want to send you any comments, they can. And Lawrence and LawrenceBusinessMagazine.com. You can like us on Facebook for updates. Each Thursday morning at 9 a.m., we're here on the Lawrence Business Magazine, KLWN, redefining the concept of business.
Thank you, Ann. Your weather forecast for today, mostly sunny skies and a high near 89, an east wind around 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, a low of 65. Friday, looking sunny, high in the mid-90s. The weekend looking very similar. Saturday, sunny, high mid-90s. Sunday, low 90s and sunny skies. Very little precipitation in the forecast. Currently, it's sunshine and 76 here at 1320 KLWN. It's radio you can depend on.
News, sports, and weather on 1320 KLWN Lawrence. Radio you can depend on.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's not just a murder case against George Zimmerman. The jury will be allowed to consider other charges in the Neighborhood Watch shooting. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live outside the court in Sanford, Florida.
Dave, George Zimmerman's jury will also consider...